There seems to be a very strange divergence of reality at the moment. In many ways, many aspects of the world that I seem to inhabit and oversee, I'm always a little bit of an outsider, and I always have been, really, from being backstage and being the organiser and overseeing of events and happenings that take place on the stage, to running events, to even, ironically, to the creator of websites. I'm always that one step removed from the customer or consumer, and although there's things I consume, generally there's this sense that I kind of look in on the world. And a few things have hit me this week, well, last week now. I was at Audiences Europe at Jolt, which was Audience Central's annual symposium called Shaking Up Your Thinking. And it was where audience development agencies from across the UK and Europe came together to listen to some really, really key speakers and influencers in the field of audience development, who shared their knowledge. There was everything from, there was a practitioner there from Tenerife, who's been working on the cultural and tourism offering of the island there, to the BBC and the National's live offering of theatre, all sorts of things. I'm still putting together the Storify, so I can kind of quote from people that were on the ground to try and give a bit of a sense of what happened that day. But one thing that really struck me about that day was the role of the audience. These are people who are audience developers. Their sole business purpose is to research and market and develop and create audiences for venues. So marketing departments use them as a research facility, or an additional resource to support their already burdened with lack of arts funding, culture funding. And anyway, the thing that really struck me, I was talking about divergence, was the divergence of the entertainment industry from the cultural lifestyle sector. And what I mean by that is the internet is making us more interactive, more engaging. We want to have feedback. We want to be part of the world that we consume. And although a lot of creators and consumers are often very different, there's more people consuming than there are creating, as an audience, what do you want to do, and how do you question you? I mean, you know, you're listening to this, you're my audience. It's very difficult for me to know how many people listen to my stuff. I can look at hit rates, but unless I get any feedback from you, it's very difficult for me to really know who you are, where you are, you know, whether you've just come across this randomly or whether you've been listening to my audio booze on a regular basis. There's a few people who go, oh, I listen to your booze. So at Nick Holloway Vox, if you're listening, I know you listen. And there's opera. Ooh, I can't remember some of the others. Well, people, I don't really know their Twitter names, rather than they just say that they listen. But yeah, the divergence in audience and the entertainment side. Less and less now, I think people on a community and lifestyle base seem to want to go to a venue where they're sat in front of a performance and have a set of strangers perform to them, to which they then applaud, unless they're famous. And then we come into the commercial X Factor. You know, people who become famous because they've been on the telly. People going to see them perform, not because they're wanting to see the play, but because they actually want to see the famous person in the flesh. So music concerts are very popular. And a lot, you know, the mechanism for value has changed on there. It used to be that bands would perform live to promote their work, and then they would sell their albums, which would make them money. And now it's very much reverse approach, is that they will have their music, which is given away or, you know, is copied. So the more they can give away purposefully, their hope is that they sell enough live seats to recoup costs, which is where, you know, crowdfunding is becoming hugely popular. But yeah, Divergence, and there were some other bits and pieces that I was going to get onto, which I became very irritated about today, but there were some things that I really felt that I needed to say, so I might stop this one and do another one later. I'm very interested to see how this kind of audience, this audience engagement and role kind of things, because no matter who you are, whether you call them customers or clients, if you don't have an audience, you have no purpose.